Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think sometimes we tend to think, like, one day I'm going to arrive at this place where I have faith. Like, you know, I'm not going to doubt God anymore. I'm not going to not trust this process. But the reality is it's a constant process. It's from faith to faith to faith. It doesn't have a start and a stopping place.
Well, we just got a few minutes left before we pray, Nikki. And as you've pondered and studied and thought your way through the book of Ruth, what are some aspects of her character and her story that have left a real imprint on your heart?
Yeah, so definitely all of the five habits were things that I saw Ruth live out. They were not things that I personally, you know, have experienced. I'm working through these habits with everybody who's reading this book. But these were the things that I really saw her consistently do over and over and over. And, you know, Susie, at the very end of Ruth's story, we get to this place where she and Boaz get married, and that in itself was such an awesome situation. But then she has this baby, and this baby becomes the generational line of Jesus Christ. And when I read that part of the story and I had that realization that because Ruth didn't quit, she didn't give up, she persevered through all of this pain, that God chose to use her to impact a generational line. I mean, I just had this moment where I was just like, wow, what could God do in this generation today if just a couple more people decided that they were going to stick their commitment all the way through? I think, you know, things like we would have more babies that were adopted, and we would have less homeless people, and there would be less needs in the church. Like, I think it would be a really beautiful picture of God's kingdom here on earth.
Well, I probably have time for one more question before we pray. Nikki, that's fantastic. And that's exactly the vision I was hoping you would cast. I think it's just beautiful. What is the fruit that you've seen in your life just from taking one faith step at a time and trusting God and hanging in there, not quitting when you've maybe been wanting to?
Well, in the book, I tell the story about this fixer upper farm that we live on. And that was one of the things that I wanted to give up on, and I didn't. And almost every day, God shows me just a little picture of, see what you would have missed out on if you would have given up on this and see that. Now, Susie, there are still things in my life with my kids and my marriage and, you know, even in my ministry that I'm still waiting to see the faithfulness of God through. Like, I don't want anyone to think you're going to read this book and then just boom, it's going to happen, because it is this continual process with God. But I feel like Ruth gave all of us the steps that we can continue to take in order to get to that place of being found faithful in God's eyes.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.